Welcome to this info about our quality system and the external audit that's coming next January. This occasion will be recorded, and I hope that you will make many questions also, because I have not been able to think all aspects as you may have on mind about this topic. And for that, I asked you to wait for the microphone, because otherwise your voice is not recorded, and people don't be able to follow what you are asking about. Okay, I put it the heading quality management, what for and how to, and why external audit. So let's see what's coming on. This may sound a bit bureaucracy, but actually all this quality management and quality assessment in universities as a very systematized business started from so-called Bologna Declaration that happened in 1999, and it's in the European area. All ministers of education wanted to create an university area covering all Europe, and they wanted that there will be many similarities between universities, so that all degrees are comparable, so that one who has studied here for in Jyväskylä can then change to Spain or Italy or France or anywhere in this area where the ministers were from. And it was called the European Higher Education Area. This was the start, and first it was visible for us, and we were discussing about credit transfer system, ECTS, and some ideas about how to make diploma supplements, etc. Quite well practical and innocent things. And then suddenly came Berlin Communique 2003, where ministers of education decided to make bigger ideas to reality. And then actually these from this 2003, they declared that we should have a quality assurance systems at institutional level, national level, and European level. Something in common in all these levels. And I would say that I was then involved in quality, but only in quality of education. And when I read this Berlin Communique, I was a bit shocked, because then I realized, oh my, it doesn't cover only education as was thought before, but all actions, all interests in the universities. So it was something much bigger and also much more challenging, of course, and involved all areas in the university. By the way, my name is Jari Rantamäki. I forgot to introduce myself. Most of these slides are from Pirjo Halonen, who is a quality manager in the university, and I'm just helping her being a senior advisor or expert, as named in my visit card. Anyway, that was a big start, and many things started from this meeting. And also an organization, European Quality Association, was founded, and it was like collecting all these things together in a European level. And but this, how it appeared in countries, it was, and it is still quite different. Because the idea that all the European countries in the universities should have quality assurance systems in a way they wanted. It was not said that it should be only one type of quality assurance. We could make a selection what kind of system we would like to have. And we were having quite a debate in Finland, and I suppose also in other countries in Europe, what type of assurance we want to have, and what actually means a quality assurance, because it wasn't that clear at that time. It's not even today. So we are still having a debate what should be assured, and what is the quality we are talking about. It's not that clear. So there are many questions still in the air. And in Finland, and especially I find this quite a natural way to proceed. We were in Finnish universities about from year 2000, we were developing education quite strongly. We had a units in universities that time, in many universities, and they were devoted to pedagogical issues, and more or less we had the same idea that we are developing education like learning by doing, reflecting what we are doing, and supporting each other, and trying to do it better, and learning all the time, repeating the same things, but not trying to repeat them in the same way, but doing it a little bit better, and reflecting again, did it work or didn't not. And we call it enhancement-led evaluation. And the other possibility is to have to make standards and to compare if you have filled the standard or some kind of limits, and then pass the exam, I would say, then that's called accreditation. But in Finland, we have accredited only actually one university. It's University of Eastern Finland. It have the system called ISO 9000 and something. And they had done that kind of quality work a long time before we others really thought about that. It should it be some kind of systematic thing to do? Or is it just like a process, project after project? Okay, and but they have this accreditation system, and some University of Applied Sciences, they have also accreditation system, but most our universities are having this kind of enhancement-led evaluation, which is a lot dependent on self-evaluation. And it may seem that the self-evaluation is like, so it's not leading anywhere, because you can be kind to yourself and not criticizing your doing as should be. But we have based this idea in let's say it's good to look from a positive way. Then you are first trying to detect the strengths you have. What you know is good. And then you can give some arguments why this is good. Then it's a bit easier to find something that is not that good. Could it be better? And in which way it could be better, possibly, if you can see that. So, from that kind of learning from own doing needs also a better thinking, at least better than before it was, to think, what do we really appreciate? What do we value? What is the good? Because if we say that it's okay, this is good, then why? There's something that we appreciate in that. And it made it a bit difficult for people to see that at the beginning, but now it's a bit clearer now. And we can see these goods like strategic objectives for our working, etc. We can they have separate names, like in the separate levels of administration or working in the university. And also on the personal level, we can see objectives for our doing. So the same enhancement-led evaluation is not only institutional level, it covers all the levels, even a private person. And it fits quite well to the idea where we started from the improving the educational issues. Because we try to improve each person's performance and how they felt about their work and being able to work better, etc. So that's the main idea, I would say. Yeah, okay. At this moment, the quality assurance system in our university, it really covers all organization responsibilities, procedures and practices, etc. We have tried to figure out what they are and write them down so that we can now see them. This is a bit old-fashioned. I should skip this, actually. Yeah. I'm more on my own. I would describe this enhancement-led evaluation as a continuous development. It's like a circle that's going on all the time, but not exactly in the same way. It's like a screw going on. And if we start from the plan, we make a plan for the action. We have some reason to do something. We are planning what we are doing first. So we have an we can imagine at least what we should do and how we should do. Then we do it, carry out the plan, implement the plan, and then we check what's happened. Did it work? No. And we can evaluate outcomes. We can evaluate the process if it's a longer term thing or something like that. And then from that check or evaluation, we can make a decision. Okay, this is good in that, and this is not that good. So should we develop that or part of that? We can't do everything, and on one time we have to select, and we have to make a decision for the future actions, which we select to do next. And then we plan it. How to do it in practice, then do it again, and then check, and so on. It goes around. That's the idea for every level, actually, in this university. And the problem we have found many times, not only in our university, but many other places, that we are able to plan and implement the planning, possibly check, but then it like stops. And we like start again. And we don't have the chance to really go through this development so that we could learn from our doings properly. So it looks like the separate doings repeating, but no learning from that. In this system, the plan, we can see that it is a strategy of a university, action plan for the strategy. We call there's also that kind of paper, and operating and financial planning, different guidelines, human resources planning, and etc. Also, curricula, etc. planning. Does it make sense? So far, so good? Okay. You don't have to agree. Not really. Doing this should be quite straightforward. We have a plan. We have to do it to implement what we have and try to go to the goal. And then the check. And here it is quite important that we make first the self-evaluation. What we can see ourselves from our doing. But we would be quite selfish if we are only doing the self-assessment. And that's why it's quite wise to have a colleague, a friend, anyone who is interested in what we are doing, and has time and energy to look a little bit closer how it has been has gone, what are the results, how are the processes, etc., and then comment on that. And that's called actually the audits. Officially it has a quite a nice form they are audit programs and how it goes in the timetable and who are involved, etc. It's like more official one if it's concerned the university as a whole, as you will see. But basically the same kind of auditing is happening even in a very private occasions and in a very big systems like whole university audits. External evaluations also are used and they are very important, especially when we are so interested in the quality of research. The Finnish Academy of Finland, Finnish Education Evaluation Center, etc., are doing external evaluations of research, for example. And that's very important for departments to keep on track on the level. And also we have the annual reports of finance and profitability and quarterly reviews and annual review to the board and etc. But they use then develop. We have to then select what are the effects of evaluation on guidelines. Should we change them? Action plans, curricula, intake, budgeting, whatever. Many types of targets for this thinking. That's in a short this idea of enhancement-led evaluation. Any questions? So far, so good. Okay. And now that what is coming next January? Finnish what's that called? I forgot. Finnish Higher Education Evaluation Center is doing an external audit to every university in 6 years intervals. And now it's our turn. The former was about 6 years ago. And this is like the protocol for the external audit. So first, we have had to register for that audit. It means that we have to negotiate with FinHEC to see that, okay, there it could be. It is possible to have the auditation because it's also a question of that they can't do everything at the same time. It's not 20 universities at January, but in separate times per year or several years. It means the agreement of negotiation, appointment of the audit team. It has happened. Quality manager has met the audit team. Oh, no, no. Appointment of the audit team means that the FinHEC has named the team. So we know who they are, and they have asked us some material. They have been, well, I don't know actually how much they have been discussing together there, the next will be here a discussion event, and then that's 1st December. The chairman of the audit team is coming to see us, and he will discuss about the issues we are interested about this topic, and what are his ideas possibly. And then is the visit here, and that's from 13th to 15th January. And then the audit teams will give some recommendations regarding the audit results. And after that, the evaluation council makes the decision of the result. So it's not the audit team that says that it's okay, but it's the evaluation council. And then there's a publication of the report, concluding seminar also coming later on, and some feedback. We are going giving the feedback, and then there's a big follow-up seminar later on, and that's covering, I think, more than our university, but all the universities. And now, what they are actually auditing? They are auditing, are we able, actually, by this kind of system, to recognize all at least important facts in our processes, what we are doing here, covering everything, also the financial work, the research work, taking care of the facilities, teaching, and etc. Are we able to detect our strengths and weaknesses in a systematical way? And the systematics in that means the quality system, actually. And the auditing is covering, is the system functional? Is that reliable so that we can give enough information to develop our working in a good way? And now comes a little bit more story. I don't know if you can read it. But Finnish Educational Evaluation Center. Yes, it was. I just said something about Finnish Higher Education Evaluation Center, but it was the former name. Now it's a Finnish Educational Evaluation Center, and it actually has a combination of all evaluations centers that we used to have before. So it covers all education from kindergarten to, well, yeah, I think it was from kindergarten to universities. So all levels. And now what they are looking for from our system is that it should be on the, can I use this? No. Yeah. Here are like criteria. If it's absent, emerging, developing, or advanced. And they, from these are some of the targets, not all of them, but these are mostly concerning students and teachers. So quality management of the higher education institution's basic duties. We should be somewhere here. We should be able to show that we have a functional quality management procedures, advance the development of the operations and the achievement of goals set for the operations. The objectives are mostly linked to the overall strategy of the higher education institute. So that's a criteria to show that we are on a developing stage. I can't remember exactly the number, but there are quite many, this is number 4, and there were 6 or 7 of them, and none of them must, they shouldn't be absent at any level, and they shouldn't be emerging level either, but they should be in the developing level, because the audit 6 years ago, it was the first audit in our university, and then this emerging level was quite sufficient, because it was just started and not so established systematical way of working. But now we should be able to show that, like research, development, and innovations activities, as well as artistic activities, the quality system produce relevant information for the quality management of the operations, and the information is used to develop the highest operation in a meaningful manner. Okay? Etc. And the advanced level is described even more. What's that? Demanding way. At least they are, the higher education institute has systematic and excellent procedures used to promote information for the quality management of the operations. Information is used systematically, and there is a clear and continuous evidence to show that it is successfully used to develop the operations. So it's a slight difference, but quite too hard to reach this advanced level. So, Now, the audit team, it's five members there, and there are two higher education institutes, education sectors, yeah. I mean, there are people from universities and people from universities of applied science as well, and a student. And also a person outside of the universities or higher education sector. And we have collected a material for the audit. And it covers the organization chart, strategy diagram, and consist description of the quality system, quality manual, statistics, different kinds of, and the self-evaluation report. And now it's a big shame in the way that all this is in Finnish. And most of this is, I wonder if it's ever available in English. The only thing I know from that is coming to be in a very short time, I hope, because it's has been under process for some time now, is the quality manual. And we have had the quality manual after already before the first audit 6 years ago, and it was quite based on this circle, and it covers all departments have this kind of description of their functions. They have the function or process, and then they describe how they plan it and implement it and check and develop that process, etc. And the result is that we had, if we collect them all in a university level, we have quite a load of text about practically everything. And it's a bit tedious work to follow that properly and to be sure that we are actually doing as we are promising in this quality manual. But oops. Now the idea of the quality manual covering whole university, we still keep the same. The old quality manual is okay, but we have made a new one on that, and that's strictly describing the process and who is responsible of the process, a short description of the process, and the result of the process. And then some information more, but the whole quality manual is now is this thick of bunch of paper, except not like it should. In the older version, it was 20 centimeters or something. Now it's just a tiny part of that. But I can show you later on a little bit how it will look and how it works. But just now, I'm going through these slides because it will be available in English, I hope, very soon. And I hope you are interested enough just to have a look on that. Before the audit visit, because we would like to see some of you in the group that the audit group is going to meet, because there is a group of international students also, and we don't have the group yet. So I will kindly ask you to follow the next in the from the point of view that could you be one of the persons in the group discussing with that audit team. So audit visit, it is January, and the purpose is to verify really that if the observations and to verify and supply the observations on the audit material can be verified by these discussions and questionnaires they are making there. There will be altogether 21 interviews, so 21 groups of people will be interviewed. What they think about many, many things. So it's quite a task for the audit group as well. Well, there will be groups like management, rectors, deans and board, a group of teachers and researchers, and also international staff, service staff, external stakeholders and students. And there will be two groups from bachelor and master programs, and one group from a postgraduate program as well. And one group of international students. And I don't know how that group will be combined with this, but I think it's nevertheless one group of international students. So I'm very much looking on you if you are interested. So that would be appreciated a lot. And then there may be a one visit to a faculty or department to verify the practical functioning of quality management system. So we never know where they are going before they enter in and say hello. Yeah. And the audit team really will give us a report of the findings, and what are the recommendations for the evaluation council, who is the decision-making body. They will say that if we have passed our audit, or if we have to recheck whole thing. And the recheck, if it happens, it means that we will have another audit in 2 years. So we have to do the exercise once more. And we don't want that. It's quite a job to collect all the data and refresh it in a short period of time. But we will do that if we are not passing this audit. And yes, and all these reports, they are to be published. So there's nothing information that is hiding somewhere. If they say that this is not so good in University of Jyväskylä, that will be published. And well, honestly, I think if they can say and give clear argumentation that what is wrong here, we appreciate that. if we have not been able to recognize that ourselves, then blame on us. Sorry. Yes, like I said, there will be 21 groups, and one group is international students. There's no need to a special know-how, but own interest to the concept of quality, that is appreciated, because we want to discuss about these topics with a group of international students, and especially after we have the quality manual ready in English, then it's easier to focus on separate things and to discuss about them. And we will arrange, I hope, introductory seminar. And that's the situation where we can. We are not telling you or anyone who is in that group that what you should answer. We don't know the questions even, so we can't explain that beforehand. But just to open a little bit what we have thought about quality. Oops. Yeah. Let's go back to that a bit later. Yeah. I hope that if you are interested, please give a note to Pirjo Halonen or me or both of us. If you have any questions, just send an email and ask, and or phone us, all goes, and we are just glad to be able to discuss with you whatever point of view you have on this thing. The audit is important to the university, but even more important is that we have a real figure what our international students are thinking about, and because we have an idea that we are a good university for international students, that has been declared so well that okay, we are one of the best on the globe. If we are not, then something has to be done, that's quite sure. And we would like to discuss with you what should be done. And if we are able to solve these problems. Questions? No. Everyone is so happy. Yeah, and this seminar coming is just to open the ideas more closely than today. And now I've tried to a little bit explain the quality manual and how we are like, this is Professor Jan Dietz, who has developed the so-called transaction pattern of processing and processes. And we have been reading the quality manual so that we have listed the processes we have recognized. And we have found so far what was 120, 127 or 121, I can't remember which number, but over 100 processes. It's quite a big number. I think we are probably later on combining these processes a little bit, but and that the number can be a little bit less than over 100. But now the idea is that in each process we should recognize, we call here at a customer, someone that needs the product of the process. So the customer asks and makes a request, and the request has been noticed, and the producer is promising, I will do that. Okay, it starts, and the product is coming to the customer, and customer decides if it's accepted or not. If it's accepted, it's okay, everything goes well, but it's also so that if the customer do not accept, it has to be repeated as many times as the customer says, okay, this is okay. And we have in the quality manual try to recognize who is the customer and who is the producer. What is the product that has to be accepted to say, to decide that this process is okay and finished? If these are not found, then we have to think more and more so that we can recognize what is the, especially in university, in many processes, the product was quite difficult to find out, because the processes are like so abstract. It was quite hard to recognize what is the product actually. And let's see. The quality manual is in net, so that we have done a printout of this also, and we regularly are going to take a printout of this just for recording idea. But if you can read Finnish, you can see here is a list of process: management, strategic planning, strategic management, planning of strategy and etc. Organizing of working here, etc., etc. I can't translate that so quickly. And here we have, I have now selected only the product of each process, and the level is a university. So management in general, the product, all the questions in management have been solved. No more questions. It's easy to see that it doesn't happen very easily. So there will be always something going on. And that's why it's easy to see that when we have the person in charge who are in charge here, the board, will decide according to university law how to organize the university and who are responsible in general. That's, they have the responsibility of that kind of management. Then we have actors, persons who are involved, actually doing many most of these things, and there we can find a rector who is implementing and checking the processes. But a rector here is implementing what the board has said. Rector is not a person who decides what the university would do. It used to be on the other way. It was the rector who decided and the board was like helping him. Now we have a board that's really governing everything. And the rector says yes if the board says that you have to do that. So it's like in a normal business, I would say, more or less. Well, here you can select what you want to see. If you want to read the description of the process, then you can have the text here. If you don't want, okay, check it off. And then you can also check what kind of regulations is behind all the processes. We just put this off. Then we can easily see what kind of rules, laws, other kind of official documents are behind there, which we have to follow in each of these processes, but we have noticed. And also we can detect if there's something special in departments, each department or faculty. We can select faculty, languages, yeah, nothing changed. So there's nothing special in languages. It's all the same as for the university in general. And we want, in this kind, to harmonize the processes so that every process, most processes have exactly the same pattern in every faculty, in every department, if possible. But there are changes, and the changes, they have to be argumented why it's different in our faculty or in our department. And there are reasons why some processes are different, are slightly different. But I'm quite convinced that after we have a little bit more trained with this kind of thinking, it will harmonize the processes, because we can't see any reason for to do in a different way. Why? If we are needing too many people to do, if we have to do in many kinds of ways, then why don't we just do it with the less people and to leave the rest of people to do something else and etc. Yeah, we need this kind of thinking as well in the future, today even. Yeah, and this also we can list here by this system all the people who are responsible of processes. We can list like here what kind of information is their background, laws, and etc. And if these are changed, they will be changed here as well. So it's updated, well, most of the time at least. There should be quite a regular based checking that all the information is updated here. Yeah, unfortunately this is only in Finnish now, but like I said, it should be translated, and it looks exactly the same in English, just the language is changing. And you have a better chance to follow what is the question about. Yep. So, please keep these addresses in mind and think positive about audit and your possibilities to be one of the persons in a group. You will give some support from the seminar, yes. And you don't have to know any special information about the university. Just your experience is okay. And also, if you can share your friends' experiences in the auditing process, that's quite okay. And like I said, the audit is focusing on the quality management system, so that are we able to see our benefits and our weaknesses, so that we can really develop our performance in a rational way. Now, any questions?
Customer and product, or that system is, it's the customer request something and the procedure or producer promise to make a change, but is there sometimes the producer think there need some changes and do something?
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, this is how the quality manual is now written. That's true that the producer should be able to evaluate the process to possibly improve the process. That's true. And that's also included in the, like, in the background thinking. But it is not written in that quality manual in this new form. But in the older form, that is still valid. It's not we have not skipped that. But there is a description of each of the process, how it is to be developed. That's the difference of this older versions and new versions of quality manual. We are in this new one, we are more concentrated on the product and who is responsible of doing. to find the producer who is responsible of doing. Because it was not that clear. It was quite difficult sometimes to recognize who has the responsibility of doings. Now we are quite clear about that. So they are a little bit like different ways of looking the same thing. Yeah. Did I answer your question?
To some extent.
Okay, there's one more.
Thank you. So now you just said that you have a better idea of who the producers are. Who are the producers and who are the customers?
In this way, like, let's see. Let's go a little bit further. This quality manual, and go to the students' things, then. What's here? The operational management of teaching, and then we can find people who are responsible of where it disappeared somewhere. Because there was practically nothing at the university level there. If we skip the faculty level and see that university level, we see that there's nothing. There's no description, no persons in charge, or nothing. It's just name of the operation or the process. But when we add the faculty level, then we can see, okay, here are, it's here, yeah. So we can see that at the persons or someone who is responsible in operational management of education, that's the dean. And also there's manager of the department is also is sharing like that responsibility. And actually in here, when it's the question of management of the operations, there are no others. They are actually this dean and the manager. And that's all. We haven't recognized others. Oh, no, sorry. It was... Yeah, now... Where did it go? Here. So, now... Sorry. I was so wrong. So there's, what's that called, Board of Education, University Services, and Faculty Board, etc. And for each of these people or persons or stands, there's also what is the responsibility. It wasn't that easy to recognize. We did quite many hours work for each nearly of these, and when we started, I said that I can't do this many more than 4 hours per day because I have so much headache after that thinking. It was a bit tricky to recommend because it is also you can like see many people, many stances that are connected to these things. But it's not that you have a long list of people or something here, because really who is responsible? It's not all of them, but this one or two or three. And there you have to name and give also what they are responsible for. Did I give any answer? So I think that I already forgot what you asked. What was the question? But So that kind of story is this, and it's easier than a little bit to compare this description in quality manual and your own experiences. Do they have something common, or is it that you have faced something quite different? And if so, then what could be the explanation? Well, yeah, here we haven't mentioned or named any customers still. It's not named here. But we have to recognize the product. And if we can see that the manager is managing and leading and developing the processes of his department, then it's okay. But if not, then there's something wrong. So, yeah, this is quite an... sometimes quite an abstract view, but in some cases it's quite a detailed view also when we go deeper to the managing of education or teaching and etc. Then there's more precise and practical products as well. Yeah. More questions? Perhaps. Well, if there's no more questions, then I ask you again to remember these email addresses and tell to your friends that you are needed. And really the what is from your side is that you are interested in quality issues, because we want to discuss with you about them and to share this as broadly as possible. So you, yeah. Okay, thank you.